And then I want to come forth again because, and we say, because the zest of life is that closing of that gap and that establishing of that new understanding and then that reaching for more. Sometimes physical humans say the funniest things. They say things like, this is my last physical incarnation. Where do you get this stuff? Why would you seek to cease to be, you see? And it's because they have some screwy idea that they were perfect and then they're sent into imperfection in order to find perfection again. And we say, you were never imperfect and you're not seeking perfection. You're eternal beings that are enjoying the expansion. And when you get into that understanding, then no matter where you put your boat in the stream is all right, as you deliberately release resistance in order to allow the fullest of you to have the ride on the river. Very good.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. We're not ignoring any of you. You understand that. We're just sifting for the continuity.
Hello.
Hi. So if I'm in a relationship and there are a bunch of things that I love about the other person and there are a few things that I don't, so what I know to do is to focus on the things that I do love and flip the things that I don't to the positive and put them into a list of things that I want about my mate.
Well, we wouldn't do quite all of that. The first part, you said, I would focus upon the things that I really like, and we say, yes. And then I would ignore the things that I don't like, yes. And then when you say, and I would flip the things that I don't like and try to make them into things that I do like, we say...
No, I mean, flip, you know, there's a list of things that I don't like. Flip them to a positive side.
But, you know, the thing that we've noticed is that in that flipping process, you turn upstream almost every time. It's better to just ignore them, and then they will dissolve before you. Because while you're working on them, you're focused on them. It's like every subject is two subjects. Pick up a stick, and on one end of it is what you don't like, and on the other end is what you do like. And we know where you're getting this. In other words, we've talked about pivoting. We've talked about when you know what you don't want, you know what you do want. But there's something about seeing something that you don't want and then trying to, in that moment, turn it into an idea of what you do want that almost every time amplifies your awareness of what you do not want. It is so much easier to ignore it and just beat the drum of the parts that you do like.
Okay, so there's been a few things that I wanted to change about this situation that I'm in. And I flipped them, and seemingly the next day, that person has changed dramatically to the way I want it. So is there anything to that, or is it just coincidence?
It is not a coincidence. What it says is you were effective at identifying what you don't want, and then you were effective at identifying what you do want, and you gave that your stronger attention, and so you evoked more of that. And that really is what the power of influence is all about. We just want to soften. In other words, if someone is aware that you are trying to change them, it sort of steps all over their creative toes
a
little bit.
No, you don't want to do that.
And it would make one wonder, if he can do that, could he put a big green wart on my nose? And we're just wanting to softly encourage you to focus upon the positive aspects and allow the law of attraction to do all of the amplification, and it goes so much better. Because if you get invested, in other words, let's say you focus and you really evoke more of what you want from someone, and then some other influence takes them back, now you feel invested.
You have an attachment.
Now there are higher stakes for you, and then you take it harder, and usually that sort of thing parlays into someone screaming.